welcome to this concert by the Schultz family. That's not quite true in that not all of us are going to be up here performing tonight. Cora will not be singing tonight. Maybe if you're around here for a week, she'll sing. She'll be singing in some services and so on this week. We have a son who's right in the middle of this group of women that's not here. He stayed at home. You may have heard about this afternoon, if you went to Mel George's talk about why our college is so expensive. He's feeling that pinch right now, so he's staying at home working actually at the St. Olaf campus, earning some money to help him get through next year. People we have here tonight performing will be Miriam, that most of you in the community know because she's been here for a year. Then secondly will be Maria, who is sitting down. She's a year younger than Miriam, just graduated from St. Olaf. And then the other two people are Carol and Wendy. Carol on violin, Wendy on cello. They're twins, and they're 16 years old, will be juniors in high school next year. They all started their violins and cello when they were preschoolers at various ages, 3, 4 years old. And they came up through the Suzuki method and then branched out, and obviously we're not doing Suzuki anymore. So tonight we'll start with, this is going to sound like at the beginning a rundown of the famous Germanic composers. So we'll be doing some Bach, Handel, Mozart, and Beethoven right at the beginning. So the first piece is the Bach Concerto in D minor for two violins and orchestra. I will be the orchestra and Wendy. We'll do just the first movement. And notice that in spite of all the complexity and interweaving of melodies and complex harmonies, there's a kind of steady driving rhythm that keeps the piece sort of very intense and closely knit. Thank you. What you need to know is that our concert group wouldn't be complete tonight if it hadn't been for two people here. The story goes, and many of you probably have already heard it, is that Wendy's cello did not make it off the plane on Los Angeles where it was supposed to. They were on a trip with the Greater Twin Cities Youth Orchestra, and all the cellos were packed together. They had been shipped back from Australia. And one was supposed to get off, Wendy's cello, and come to Seattle with her. And the travel agent didn't think it was a very important thing to do, and so it went on to Minneapolis instead. Now, if any of you know about transporting cellos, is that you really dare not do it by plane unless it has very special packing or unless you buy it a seat on the plane. And we had no one that would accompany this cello on the way back. It couldn't make it to the plane by itself. So the call went out here at Holden for a possibility of finding a cello. And as the week went along, we found out that Bill and Marilyn Robb had a niece who had a cello in Spokane. And they agreed to go out yesterday, and they drove all the way to Spokane and picked up the cello and came back so that we could have this recital tonight. Now, that's real Holden spirit, if I ever saw it. And I think we ought to have them stand up and give them a round of applause at this point. All right, so thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Next, we'll do a Handel Sonata in B-flat for two violins and continuo. Continuo just means you have a keyboard instrument and another sustaining instrument on the bottom. So I will be the keyboard instrument tonight, and again, Wendy will play the bottom line. There are four movements, and a relatively slow, kind of an andante movement, then it's followed by a fast, then another slow, and another fast movement. And notice that in Handel you're going to have, in a sense, more beautiful Italianate kind of singing melodies. And then these are alternated with these kind of delightful dances. There still will be the interweaving of parts, but I think you'll find it's a little less cerebral and more sort of like immediately appealing to the ear. And of course, Handel was also writing a lot of operas and oratorios, and he did things for singers, and I think you find these sort of more singing melodies that he composes for the two violins as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we promised him Mozart, so here he is. Miriam and Mozart. Concerto in A for violin and orchestra. We'll do this, just the slow movement from the concerto. And you find now that the soloist is becoming more important. So there's more feeling of that. You have some orchestra with the soloist, and then sometimes the soloist takes off by herself. And as you might remember, Mozart, of course, was writing a lot for opera singers and so on. So it becomes part of the same idea. You have this star who is out there becoming very expressive as a soloist, even more so than in the last pieces we just heard. So the Mozart Concerto in A for violin and orchestra, second movement.
Thank you.
Next we have Beethoven, and this is maybe a Beethoven that you've not heard. It's not one of the big symphonies, obviously, or one of the famous piano sonatas, but it's a duo for violin and cello alone, and I suppose having duo children this way, maybe it's appropriate. It's not even very funny, is it? Typical look of teenagers at their father trying to make a joke. Yes. So I suspect they'll want to tune each other a little bit, and it's typical Beethoven, but for just two parts. Next we have a piece for cello and piano called Tarantella, Opus 23 by William Henry Squires. And I know absolutely nothing about that person, except that he wrote this piece. It's part of a genre of pieces, of tarantellas. And if you've heard some, they all kind of sound familiar, almost like polkas. You know, that you heard one and they all start sounding alike. And that's because it's based on a dance. And the history of the dance is, at least supposedly, comes from the bite of a spider and inspired by someone who is poisoned by this venom and kind of goes, you know, half insane with the venom and dances this kind of wild dance. And it became a set kind of dance. And then people wrote a lot of tarantellas to show off cellists and violinists and flute players and pianists and so on. So it's a fast dance in 6/8. Thank you. Well, that's a bite worse than Minnesota mosquitoes or Holden Lake mosquitoes, right? Get you going like that. Final piece tonight is a piece called Three Violin Duets. That's very straightforward. And it's by Dmitri Shostakovich. Some of you, again, know him as a Russian composer and a lot of sort of big symphonic works and very brilliant things. Here is Shostakovich having a little fun. And there are three pieces, a prelude, which is fairly serious, and then a gavotte, which is kind of a light dance in two, and then a waltz, which, of course, is in three.